Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Here to Inspire Radio. I am Aisha, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was introduction there with a beautiful piece entitled Growth by India Irie. So I just want to welcome all my listeners this evening. I hope you're having a wonderful, peaceful week already. It's Tuesday, November 16th. We're already at the middle of the month. Time is moving quickly. So this, I believe, is my fifth segment, and I'm really, really excited to be here tonight, to be tuned in with you, and about my topic of the evening, which is releasing emotional garbage from your wounds. So this particular segment is targeted more so towards the ladies, but again, I'm encouraging gentlemen, if you're tuned in, to continue to stay tuned in. You may hear some information that resonates with you or that you may be able to share with a female that you may have in your life, be it a loved one, a mother, sister, or anything that like that. So please stay tuned in. I'm going to give out the call-in number in the beginning, and I'll give it out again when I'm encouraging you guys to call in, particularly people that may have some information around the topic that, of this evening, which is storing emotional garbage in our womb and uterus region. So the number, first of all, is 310-807-5193. All right, you're welcome to call in and just listen if you want to. Just make sure you press the appropriate button, and if you wish to speak to me, I believe that you press number 1, and that will put you in my queue, and I'll know to bring you in with your comment or question. Yeah. So tonight I want to talk about just womb wellness altogether. I'm speaking to you just sister to sister, woman to woman that's just listening here, particularly to the woman that is just burdened with painful menstrual cycles. I mean the menstrual cycles where you have to take a day or two off from work. You completely shut down. They may be extremely heavy. You may be extremely just moody and a difficult person to be around. You may have a difficult time being around yourself during that time. I want to really, really encourage that lady to tune in and get this information as much as she can, because a lot of what we are experiencing in relief, first of all, the menstrual cycle should not be days long, 7, 10 days. I've met some ladies that cycles are going 12 to 14 days, depending on what types of shots and birth control hormones they may be taking that's altering the natural flow of the cycle. So in many indigenous cultures or in ancient societies when they weren't eating as much meat that's genetically modified or that's been injected with some sorts of hormones and things like that that we are ingesting into our bodies, when we eat, I mean, a lot of it has to do with what we're putting into our bodies. So not only how we are managing and faring in our just day-to-day activities and how we're handling our emotions, but what we're putting into our bodies is having a very large impact on our menstrual cycles, making them extremely long, painful, painful situations when they shouldn't have to be. There are lots of very healthy women out there that will have a cycle that's a day or, you know, 2 days. In some cultures, the women are known to have cycles for a couple of hours, 4 or 5 hours, and they're done. And it's not requiring excessive use of sanitary napkins and things like that. I mean, it's pretty light, and it moves. And that's, you know, part of the cycle is it's a cleansing process for us. Also, you know, we're releasing, you know, in addition to the endometrium tissue that we're shedding with the cycle, I mean, we're just releasing just the stuff that we didn't need for that particular, through that cycle, you know. We're releasing emotions and energy as well as the physical properties of the menstruation that's happening. A lot of the problems that we may be having, and I mean the female length problems, can have a lot to do with some of the products that we're using to help control our cycles. Birth control is one thing that can impact your cycle and make it abnormal. Your diet, like I was mentioning earlier, is a big one in a way that can impact your cycle and make it abnormal. Abnormal meaning extremely long, sporadic, it's not consistent, you can't track it. You should be able to track your cycle on a calendar, you know, like on a 28-day calendar with no problem. Like, if you know the first day of your period is on the 16th, you should be able to start counting from that day until the 28th and be able to determine when your next cycle is going to be. But there are many women that can't do this, and it's not necessarily anyone's fault. This isn't about blame. It's just about awareness and putting information out there. So I want to start with the food that we're putting into our body when we're and how that's impacting us. I know that a lot of people have to eat on the go. You know, fast food is a really big part of our society, particularly in Western, you know, where we live here in the United States, it's a big part of our society, and it's affordable for a lot of people. It is what it is. Some people can't afford or don't believe that they can afford to eat healthy or, you know, make organic choices and go to Whole Foods and things like that. So it's easier to go to the McDonald's drive-thru and things like that. And I'm not here to smash on any particular fast food restaurant or chain. I'm just here to put the awareness out there that it is just that, it's fast food. Not only is it coming fast to you, the food is being grown very fast. You know, the chickens are being grown very quickly, blown up, hormones and injected with things that are going to enhance their flavor and make them grow faster so that they can be on the shelves or in your on your plate that much faster than what a normal chicken would. And you have to think that if the chicken is ingesting this, and it's not just the chicken, it's the burgers and things too, if it's ingesting this and you're putting it into your body, then you're ingesting it as well. That has a lot to do with it. Particularly the foods you eat before your cycle are really, really important. You know, that week before your cycle, a lot of women, particularly self, will crave all sorts of things, particularly, mainly for me, it's sugar. I'll just crave sugar and I'll just want sugar, sugar, sugar. And this can be comforting. It can also be comfort food to sit back with, you know, if you're box of chocolates and your big pint of Haagen-Dazs ice cream in a movie and just sit there and eat. I mean, it's very comforting. It feels good. I used to feel like it was my almost like a rite of passage or just like a rite of being a woman. Like, I have a period pass and I have the right to sit up here and go to sleep with a bag of donuts and wake up in the middle of the night and munch on them if I feel like doing that. You know, I felt I earned that just from having to go through a cycle. Not knowing that taking in all that refined sugar right before my period was making my menstrual cycle and that experience that much worse. Not only can it, sugar feeds a lot of negative things, you know, because I personally am very dissensitive and can feel a lot of things that are happening with my body as they go on. You know, I can feel it immediately if I was to eat some sugar and how it would intensify the cramping that would be going on that I would experience. And it's just not good for us on a regular basis, the refined sugar is all bad. But particularly right before, and I do trial and error. You know, I don't talk about anything that I haven't personally tried for myself, as well as spoken to other women that have done trial and error and that can comment it on for themselves. So I found that 7 days before the cycle, if I'm to cut out all the extra sugar, that means the soda, that means, yes, I'm craving something sweet or I want some chocolate or something like that, I'm trying to replace those refined sugars with natural sugars, like go get some grapes. I love blueberries, you know, go and get blueberries. I'm also, I used to like to eat fruit snacks, but those are packed with high fructose corn syrup, which is all bad in its own show within itself. So I found a replacement by going to, you know, like the natural food store or the farmer's market and obtaining the dried fruits. And, like, the dried ginger and the apricots will still give me the same consistency of the fruit snack, but it's really satisfying, that sugar craving that I may be going through, and it's much better than me grabbing a pack of Nowlaters and eating it that way. So before I segue into the next portion of this, I see I have a couple of callers holding. I want to introduce them onto the call and see if they have a question or comment. The first caller is coming from area code 510-878. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire. Did you have a question or comment this evening?
Hi, Aisha. This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm actually just totally in love with the topic. So I would like to comment that when I heard about the topic, what immediately came to my mind was Queen Afua and her Sacred Woman, A Guide to Healing the Feminine Woman, Body, Mind, and Spirit book, and how, if people who are familiar about the book, you know, she goes in incredible detail about the care of our womb and how we should eat to live, you know, in so many words. And I find that book very powerful. You know, I think it's a definite healing book as far as just extreme detail as to what and how to care for one's womb without really feeling like there's anything specific, as it is, of course, it's her detailed outline, but at the same time, it's good nutrition. It's a good nutrition outline and detailed outline about caring for our bodies inside and out. And I just wanted to start with that because she's a definite goddess as far as that sector and putting information out there. So that's the first thing that came to my mind when I knew that you were doing this segment. So I wanted to say that.
Thank
and that was
you.
Pretty much just my first thoughts, you know, besides the fact that also I just kind of chimed in, but I overheard you starting with just the cycle, the women's cycle, and I actually crave more salty stuff, which is a terrible mm-hmm. thing for circulation. So I've had my issues with circulation. Due to the sodium and things like that. And that plays a crucial part as far as my wellness and my balance. And when I feel like I'm off balance, I realize that my eating is as well. So it all ties in. And it's a practice, you know, it's something that I feel like it's not something that we could just change overnight because it's a behavior, you know, and it's something that we have to get the patterns into rotation on a regular before we think we can just go, all right, tomorrow, that's it, I'm not doing it, because it's a, you know, patterns of habit and behaviors that we have
right.
to, you know, motivate each other to say, girl, I know you want that, but don't eat that, so.
Right. Think about how you're going to feel after you eat.
How you may feel, that pimple that you may get, the person that you just screamed at, the loss of patience just from irritation that may not be mm-hmm. the chemical things that you're dealing with, but it also may be just the, like I said, just not being cautious and careful with ourselves as far as what we're taking in. Sometimes, like I said, the eat to live, it's more just the taste. So when we go off of just more on that level, it's like, gosh, I can think of so many things that taste good or that feels good, but is it right? You know, is it really nurturing the womb, you know, entirely? So it's a work in progress, but it is emergency as far as homework to do for women, because that's our overall, that's our heartbeat. You know, our womb is our heartbeat, and we have to, like, take it as an emergency before there is an emergency.
Right. And I'm glad you said that it's a heartbeat. It's even practice for some women to even tune in to the voice of their own wombs. I mean, there are many that have no awareness that their womb does have a voice and that it does speak to us and it has a purpose. And to me, it's like the house of our intuition almost, you know, where all of our intuitive thought comes from, where we manifest from, all starts right there in the womb region. So just getting in touch with your womb, starting to communicate with her and listening to what she has to tell you in terms of, man, you're eating that, and you know, because our body will tell you. It may come in the form of just a little sharp pain, you know, in the ovary region or in your uterus, you know, just a little cramp or something. But don't just discount it as nothing. It's still, you know, is your body's way of talking to you and saying, hey, I don't need that salt. That's really just going to make me swell up more anyway. So if I'm worried about being bloated during my period, I don't need to be eating a big fat bag of Lay's potato chips, because I'm going to swell up that much more.
Right. And as we are very crucial about other things that we may eat or may feel we wouldn't give our children, or so we wouldn't necessarily, you know, someone that we're taking care of, we wouldn't feed them that as nourishment for healing. So it's like we have to take, I think, especially in treating our womb as healing and listening to that, the inner wise woman versus the little girl inside our womb. Because I think we all have two. We have the little girl that's saying, it's okay. And then we have the woman, the wise old woman that is like, but in order to care for you truly, you need not really take that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, it's a practice that we all are getting to only hearing the older wise woman. But at times we do listen to the little girl.
And again, I think it's wonderful they even have the awareness that there is a little girl that can reside and live and hide out inside of the womb but make major decisions in our lives, particularly when we're in our personal relationships, you know, with the little girl, she can come out and really try and represent as the one and the only one.
So, and really not take care of herself, like,
she doesn't have the
information yet. So that's like I said again, just the sacred woman and how sacred the womb and the care for it is, like, crucial into our everyday, how we deliver what we have to say, how we feel what we feel, how we realize a week before our cycle that we went off on somebody or we stressed out or we had that side pain, and there's something to that we can prevent versus just dealing with it. We could actually prevent it before it gets to that point.
Or versus just numbing it with the Midol or the ibuprofen and, you know, everything else.
That which is not good.
Dole it out.
Right.
Thank you so much, James, for sharing that. You're welcome to hang back if you want and comment
again
if you feel like it. I'll check in with you and see if you have another comment shortly.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, so that was a lot of great information from Sister Jamie. And thank you again, Jamie, for referencing Queen of Fools. She was someone I wanted to talk about during the segment of this show. Amazing, amazing healer that's, you know, alive and well in our lifetime. I'm just thankful that she's just around doing what she's doing. If you're not familiar with her, Queen of Fools has several books. The first one that I have read by her was Heal Thyself, and then she has another one entitled Sacred Woman, which I believe Jamie was referencing, which speaks a lot, really We'll give you step-by-step cycles on things that we can do to get more in touch with our wounds and learning to listen to our wounds, how to eat properly for our wound, a certain fast that you can do to discharge a lot of the negative emotions and just negative physical gunk that we can hold in our womb regions. You know, methods for eliminating fibroids and all sorts of things like that. And I want to segue on into fibroids in particular because I meet so many women. I've met so many women in my 10-year span of working in the spa industry, women under 30 that have been plagued with fibroids or extremely heavy cycles. Now, what I mean by heavy cycles, I mean they're having to change every 15 minutes. Excuse me, it might get a little graphic, brothers, but, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know, and this is a serious topic, and that's not healthy. You know, Queen of Fool actually describes it as hemorrhaging of the womb that's occurring when you're bleeding that way. It's not healthy to be, or normal, to be losing that amount of blood every month. But there are some people that happens on a regular basis, and you go to the doctor, they'll give you certain things, maybe put you on different birth controls to try and control it. And for some people that works. For many, it works for a period of time. But what's not being told and when you pick up that prescription is, you know, how's your emotional health? How are you feeling about yourself right now? Are you angry? Are you holding grudges against anybody right now? I mean, these are important questions to ask because they can be having a major effect on your overall womb health and why you're in the doctor's office in the first place. I'm not here to speak bad on physicians or anything like that, but your body is your responsibility. Your health is your responsibility. So if someone comes to me and says, oh, that's just the way it is, you just have these fibroids, take this, maybe it'll get better. If not, we're going to just have to take them out or do some surgery or do a hysterectomy. There's so many people that are just like, oh, okay, and don't even think to look for alternative methods when there are alternative methods. I've met women that have personally healed themselves of fibroids. I haven't had fibroids, but I've dealt with endometriosis, and I've learned how to live with it without living in, you know, taking drugs and things like that. And through paying attention to your cycle, you know, you have to pay attention to it as well. You know, it's speaking to you. Your body is communicating with you during that process. So if it's very heavy or clotty or you're in excessive amount of pain, start to journal that information down. Write down the days and start to journal a week before your cycle is coming too. Record your emotional health. How are you feeling? Are you upset with somebody? You know, are you holding in or repressing some emotion about a topic or about someone that you just haven't brought up yet? Are you doing that? That can also be stored in your womb region. Just start to log, catalog, and pay attention to what your body is telling you. That is so, so very important. And I encourage you to try it right away. Start this month or the next time that your cycle is coming. Just write it down and write down everything. Write down how you're feeling emotionally and, as a result, what you're eating. A lot of times we, as women or just people, period, will emotionally eat because eating certain foods, I mean, makes us feel good. You know, eating is a very sensual experience for me because I just love good food, like certain flavors and certain mixtures of flavors. I love, you know, I may live for that moment to just bite into that food. So if you're feeling sad or down or not very good about yourself or not very beautiful in that moment, and you have this beautiful succulent-looking piece of red velvet cake in your face, you're going to take that piece of cake down because you're going to feel wonderful in that moment. You might almost feel warm and fuzzy. I mean, I know I've had that experience after eating a piece of red velvet cake. But then shortly after that, you know, for me, would come guilt because, you know, I wouldn't stop with just one piece. I may eat the entire cake and some of you know what I'm talking about. You know, I'm not talking about just the one little indulgence every now and again. That's fine. Have your indulgence. I'm talking about those of us that would take down the whole cake or half of the cake in one sitting. That's who I'm talking about. You know who you are. I have been you. So in that moment, after I've taken that down, you know, I may physically feel worse. And in addition to that, it's going to make the cycle that much heavier. So, again, I encourage you all to start to journal and log what's going on with your bodies 7 days or 10 days before your cycle. If you don't know when your cycle is coming, then the best way to try and find that out is just to write down the first day of your last period. So again, if it was November 16th, that would be the first day of your cycle, and count 28 days out from that date, and that should be when your next period comes. So, you know, encourage you to do that. Get yourself womb calendars. They have all sorts of calendars out there that you can obtain. Queen Afua, I want to give out her website. It's Queen Afua, A-F-U-A, .moonfruit.com. That's Queen, A-F-U-A, .moonfruit, M-O-O-N-F-R-U-I-T, .com. She has an abundance of information on there. All of her books are there that are going to give you the Sacred Woman book is there. Heal Thyself is on there. If she's going to be having upcoming webinars in your particular area, or if she's actually coming to town to do a seminar, all the information is on it. I encourage you to go and visit that site and read the book for yourself. Do your own research and your own information. You know, it's fine to go to the physician. There's nothing wrong with that. But do your own research, trial and error, for yourself as well. I'm going to give out the call-in number before I take a break and play a song for you. The number is 310-807-5193. Give me a call. Share your wisdom, your information, your knowledge about womb wellness and just ways of releasing emotional garbage from the womb. I look forward to hearing from you.
All I want is you. All of your secrets are